Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Recently, we've been sharing about Psalm 89, verse 14. Ukuthi, the foundation of God's throne is righteousness and justice. And our scripture reading namhlanje sikulapha kumahubo 9 kuverse 7 and 8 ifundeka kanje: the Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges people with equity. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu. Manje itopic ye message yethu ithi justice should be prevail. We all know ukuthi in every kingdom or government, there is a law and must have a body of people who will see to it that people are judged fairly and reasonably by the law. Even so, Isaiah 33, verse 22, wakhona, little lizwi, for the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. And the first judgment, as I told you, uNkulunkulu eyenzile, ilaphayana ku Exodus 3, ku verse 14 to 20. That judgment affected all the creation. Namhlanje sidla ukudla okubolayo ngani ngoba the very judgment yathelela nasezintweni ngoba uNkulunkulu waqalekisa nekudla. Manje the second judgment uNkulunkulu ayenza ngenxa yesono leso sika Adam, the second judgment ayenza ngenxa yabantu abangazange balunga silapha ku Genesis 7 la uNkulunkulu ejaja ngani ngokuthumela the flood. Ise judgment uNkulunkulu ayenza ezwini lakhe siyibona ilaphayana kwi Tower of Babel, Genesis 11 verse 5 to 9. Seyikhumbula indaba yakhona ukuthi uNkulunkulu waze washo wathi as long laba bantu bevumelana, wathi uma bevumelana kudingeka ukuthi sehle siyoba confuse ama language. Uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu iunity uyayifuna, but iunity yabantu abavumelana ngobubi yile uNkulunkulu angayifuni. Kuyilapho uNkulunkulu wehla ke wazojaja, kwaba ne-confusion of languages namhlanje. And another judgment uNkulunkulu ayenze eSodom neGomora. But bengithanda ukuthi ngoba most of the time esikhulume only ngeSodom neGomora, but uma ungacheka izwi likaNkulunkulu kwincwadi kaDeuteronomy lapha ku 29 uzothola ukuthi it was not only Sodom ne Gomorrah. Bekunamanye amazwe iDeuteronomy 29 verse 23 akhuluma ngawo ahlangana nayo leyo Sodom ne Gomorrah. Beku nakanti nencwadi ka Hosea 11:28 iyawabala lawo mazwe lawo. Uyabona namhlanje mawuya kule area bekuthiwa iSodom ne Gomorrah. Ngoba njengomuntu ohambe Israel many times, I've been there more than 9 times. You find out lezi zinto uNkulunkulu azikhuluma, they are still there. Isihlabathi solwandle wakhona se-Dead Sea yitswayi. Mawuthi eduze nakulezo nda akumili lutho njengoba uNkulunkulu washo. Manje ke the sixth judgment uNkulunkulu ayenza, i-judgment ayenza eGibhitha uma bengafuni ukulalela. Ngoba siyabona laphayana ku Exodus 7 chapter 7 from chapter 7 to chapter 12 la uNkulunkulu wazojaja iEgypt. Manje the first plague esitholayo uNkulunkulu ayenza la sizobala few ngenxa yesikhathi. The first plague ayenziwa lapho ya iJudgment yakhona uNkulunkulu sithola laphayana ku verse 14 to 18 ka Exodus 7. La uNkulunkulu eshintsha igazi iNile to be a blood. And why uNkulunkulu eshintsha iNile to be a blood? It's because bebe noNkulunkulu amamkhonzayo u abathi uNkulunkulu waseNile ekubizwa ngokuthi uHappy. Manje uNkulunkulu waye demonstrator ukuthi he is above that a foreign god, false god abamkhonzayo eGibhitha. And still ku chapter 8 siyathola ukuthi nalapho sibona uThixo there was a plague of frogs. La uNkulunkulu waye challenger their fertility god eyaseGibhitha enekhanda lefrog ebabeyibiza ngokuthi uHicket. That is why uNkulunkulu wagcwalisa amafrog kuleyo ndawo. Another plague esiyifundayo khona kuchapter 8 was a plague yabonomiyane. UThixo kwagcwala abonomiyane. When we read all that chapter 8, uNkulunkulu lapho waye challenger the god of the earth. Ngoba babelieve ukuthi there was the god of the earth. That is why kwakune dust eningi kwaba onomiyane. That god of the earth babayibiza ngokuthi uGep. So God was challenging them. Uma sifunda futhi khona go 17 to 18 ka Genesis ka Exodus 8, siyathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu waba challenge kaningi. Naku lapha ku verse 20 sithola ukuthi uNkulunkulu izwi likaNkulunkulu waye challenge their god ebizwa ngokuthi uCapri. Ever believe that is the god of creation. That is why kwagcwele impukane yonke indawo ngoba babenze noNkulunkulu bamfaka ikhanda leimpukane. I mean bamenze ngekhanda bamenza bamyenza ngekhanda leimpukane kodwa beyikhonza as uNkulunkulu who's the god of creation. Manje the Bible goes on and on and on ngejudgment uNkulunkulu ayenza. Now, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, uNkulunkulu delegated Moses to act as a judge kubantwana baka Israeli. As we are going to read izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha ku Exodus 18, starting from verse 13, let us read Exodus 18, starting from verse 13. Lithi leli lizwi. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as a judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning to evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as a judge while all these people stand around you from morning to till evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws." Verse 17, Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out." Kushukuthi nizokhathala. "The work of God is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them decrees and the laws, and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who who hate dishonesty gain, and appoint them as official over thousands and hundreds, fifties and ten. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can judge themselves." Manje siyalibona leli lizwi likaNkulunkulu lana ukuthi manje yaqhubeka indaba yamajaji, and uNkulunkulu yena owaqala wajaja and wadlulisela wadile delegator uMoses ukuthi yena abe yijaji ithemveni kwalokho uMoses naye kwadingeka ukuthi adlulisele kwabanye ukuthi bajaje ngoba bekunemithetho ethile. Manje uma sibona izwi likaNkulunkulu seliqhubeka lapho siyafunda na ku Deuteronomy 18 ku 16 ku Deuteronomy ku 16 izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela from verse Deuteronomy 16 from verse 18 to 20 masilifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho lithi la 18 to 20 appoint judges and officials for each your tribes in every town the Lord your God is giving you. And they shall judge the people fairly. Do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept bribes, for the bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. Follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you. Manje kulapho ke sibona ukuthi uNkulunkulu waliseka ithroni lakhe phezu kobungcwele naphezu kwejustice ukuze abantu bakhe bakwazi ukuthi bahambe ngendlela and obangahambi ngendlela bajajwe ukuthi akudingekanga ukuthi nenze lokhu nalokhu. Manje most unfortunately uma sekuqhubeka isikhathi siyathola ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela lapha kuncwadi yabajajisi kuchapter 2 uverse 10 wakhona leli lizwi lithi after that the whole generation had died. Another generation grew up who knew nothing the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. So now, kuzi generation entsha, engazilutho imithetho kaNkulunkulu, engazilutho nokuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani, then that time, justice system declined. Then, uma sibheka futhi, ku verse 12 wakhona, lapha ku chapter 2 wakhona uma sibheka ku verse 12 to 16 leli lizwi lithi manje kwaqala ke manje kwafanele ukuthi kuvuselelwe into bese iphelile and manje masifunda lapho lithi then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders. Yet they would not listen to the judges, but prostituted themselves to another gods. Ngalapho uNkulunkulu wazivusela yena ngokwakhe. Ama-judges yena ngokwakhe. Seke wavusile, kodwa liyasitshela ukuthi abantwana baka-Israyeli azange bakhone ukuthi benze njengoba uNkulunkulu efuna. Manje layo, as we are talking, that the foundation of God's throne is righteousness and justice. Then we see ukuthi ijustice ihambe kanjani. And manje, sithola ukuthi manje, kwenzakala ukuthi manje, kwaba nesikhathi lapho, uNkulunkulu manje, sekebona ukuthi abantwana baka-Israyeli sebebona ukuthi manje bafuna inkosi ukuze bafane nezinye izizwe, meaning that abasafuna ijaji bafuna inkosi. Then it happened uNkulunkulu wabanika inkosi. We'll know all those stories in the Bible. But now kwenzakala ukuthi there was a period after 300 years of silence la uJesu Kristo sekefika khona. Makafika uJesu Kristo after 300 years of silence, sithola ukuthi uJesu upractice irestorative justice. Leyo siyibona uma lapha kuJohn chapter 8, uverse 3 to 11. Siyasifunda istory salaba Farisi abaletha umfazi owayephingile, bamletha phambi koJesu Kristo. Sebemlethile kuye befuna ukumgcoba ngamatshe bebuza ukuthi uJesu uthini. Siyakhumbula istori sakhona ukuthi saqhubeka kanjani. Kodwa uJesu wathi kubo, if one of you is without sin, let him first throw the stone to him. Manje the grounds uJesu Kristu wayeme kuzo ukuze akhulume lawo mazwi, it's because according to the law of Moses kuLeviticus 20:10 the Bible tells us ukuthi uma kwenzakala lokho bekudingeka ukuthi balethe indoda bayiletha nomfazi bangalethi umfazi yedwa. Now uJesu Kristu wathi why nileta umfazi, kusho ukuthi wayethi why nileta umfazi weyedwa and yet umthetho uthi baletheni bobabili. That is why manje ebabuza ukuthi ongenasono makamshaye ngoba bona already they've committed sin. Ngani? Ngoba izikaNkulunkulu uma ukomitha break one law you've committed a sin. Manje siyathola ke ukuthi the justice was done in the case of that woman. Manje uma sibheka uIsaiah 51 verse 4 ithi, listen my people, hear me my nation, the law will go out from me, my justice will become the light of the nation. Now God is the nation and the law, and uti my justice will become the light of the nation, the law will go out from me, meaning that now it is Jesus Christ ozayo ozo practice ozobonisa ukuthi justice yenziwa kanjani, how people must be judged. That is why ebonise ngaye lo mfazi. And go Amos 5 verse 15 24 lithi, we must hate evil and do good, maintain justice in the courts, and let justice roll on like a river and righteousness like never failing stream. Manje uma sibheka furthermore sesizovala sithola nalesa story salo mfazi womgriki ku Mark chapter 7 verse 26 elithi izikaNkulunkulu weza ezocela kuJesu Kristu ukuthi amphilisele umntana ekhoyi namadimoni. And siyakhumbula ukuthi uJesu Kristu wamphendula kanjani, what it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Manje after the woman erespondile conventionally uJesu Kristu wamitha i-request yakhe. And manje sibona lapho uJesu Kristu wayedemonstrator a social justice. UJesu lapho wayedemonstrator a social justice ukuthi manje uma kudingeka ukuthi kube nabantu bezizwe abazofuna ukuthi justice must prevail on their behalf, singayingi ngokuthi umhlobo bani, kusho ukuthi we must not have the racial prejudice. Manje siyabona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Manje sesivala, uNkulunkulu uzosiza ukuthi sifunde kabanzi ngokuthi why uNkulunkulu esho ukuthi ithroni yakhe is justice and righteousness. Kufanele ukuthi senzeni? uNkulunkulu asenze kahle ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.